Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, discussing this week all things DStv Premiership. Of course, we saw the first round of MTN in action last week, so four teams have booked their spots in the next round. Now we turn our attention to the league action, and of course, here to discuss it with me is Banele Pikwa as well as Ayanda Vezi. Gentlemen, good to have you here to discuss, of course, the best league in Africa and, of course, one of the best teams in Africa up first. But just greetings to you guys first.
Greetings to you, Jess. Thanks for welcoming us. Thanks for the intro. Greetings to the listeners at home. It's always good to be here. I mean, always discussing all things PSL, you know. Mm-hmm. You spoke about the MTN 8. I think the draw was fairly decent. It left everybody happy. If you look at Sundowns, they're happy to be drawn with Pirates. Pirates are happy to be drawn with Sundowns. You look at Chiefs, very happy to be drawn against AmaZulu. And you look at AmaZulu, very happy to be drawn against the Chiefs. So it leaves us with good four games, home and away. So, yeah, it's the beauty of it. I think the PSL is now more competitive than ever this season. I think everybody looks pumped up. Everybody looks serious. But it's still early days. It's good to be part of the team that discusses all the exciting games and things like that.
Yeah, of course. Banele has said a lot. So Friday, we're kicking off with the Tshwane Derby. It seems to be a repeat of a Telkom knockout, MTN 8 rather. Mm-hmm. So I expect Mamelodi Sundowns to continue where they left off last weekend. SuperSport United, I don't see them turning things around. They are sitting on 14th spot on the log. Mm. So for them, they don't have like a squad to match Mamelodi Sundowns. The only player that has scored so far for SuperSport United is Bradley Chopra, who's sitting on 2 goals. In 5 games. So that tells you that SuperSport are really like struggling. They have scored only 2 goals.
It's crazy.
In 5 games. So in this game, I don't see the SuperSport coming out and to beat Mamelodi Sundowns. Mm. Yes, they might get a goal. Maybe it's from a set piece. Mm-hmm. They might, but I don't see them
winning the game.
On the flip side to what Ayanda mentioned, Banele, is he spoke about SuperSport United and where they position in the league table. Funny enough, for Sundowns, if they win this game, they go on top of the league. And we all know what happens when Sundowns go on top.
Yeah, we all know what happens when Sundowns go on top. But I think this season is, for me, I think this is the strongest Sundowns I've ever seen. You know, yesterday...
In terms of personnel.
Personnel, yes. Uh-huh. Yesterday was... speaking to Chad, you know, we were just talking about Senegal. I said, if there was ever a chance for an African team to go far or for Africans to ever believe that an African team can win the World Cup, I said, this Senegal, for me, the personnel, they've got everything. If you just change the name and say maybe they're like Brazil or Netherlands, everybody was going to say, wow, you know. Yeah. So that's... And that's what I was saying. So same thing also with the Sundowns. I know they won the Champions League in 2016. They had your very good players there, your Dollies, your Taos and things like that, you know. But this particular Mamelodi Sundowns team, for me, I think they should be favorites for the Champions League. I think they've got the strongest squad in Africa.
You think if the Sundowns team had an Al Ahly badge instead of a Sundowns badge,
exactly,
we'd be saying,
wow, what a strong team, you know. So looking at them, it's they're just exciting, you know. You just watch them, you see a Marcelo Allende coming in, he scores. You see Aboubakar Nasir coming on, he scores. You know, it gives competition to your Tembo's one, is the players that are starting. You can't rest and say, I'm comfortable, you know. You look at the midfield, you know, Ujali. You can't say I'm Andile Jali, I'm comfortable. There's an Bongani Zungu on the bench. There's a Mutobi Mval. You look at Aaron Williams. You can't say I'm comfortable. You know, Bafana's number one. There's an Onyango on the bench. So what that does, it creates some competition in the team, you know. Mm. And can you imagine when they train, you know, like the training. Their trainings, imagine being an Andile Jali in training, you're going up against the players that didn't start, you're going up against Bongani Zungu and Mtobi Mvane. You know, you every day of the week, and then you're training against those two. Come Saturday, you're not versing these players. Mm. So your training now becomes harder than your matches, you know. Mm. So that's what's gonna make them stronger. That's what's gonna make them tougher, you know. So for me, yeah. I think this is a different beast. If they hadn't lost to ETS Galaxy, I would have said this team can be the first South African team to go invincible. Mm. I know they've already lost, so it shows they are not invincible. But yeah. In terms of this game in particular, I think it's a banker all day. I don't want to dwell much on their chances up against the SuperSport. I think the strong team will be exciting to watch. They're still going to thrash a lot of teams.
Mm.
They've thrashed Chiefs 4. They've thrashed Stellenbosch 3. So they're still going to do it. They've hit SuperSport 2-0, mm-hmm. you know. So they're still going to hit a lot of teams. It'll be exciting. I like the feud between Kevin Hunt and Coach Mangobe Mngidi. You know, Kevin Hunt said Sundowns should walk this league. They've got basically everything complimenting the squad. And Mangobe was like, how can you be a coach or an opposition coach and be saying such things? Aren't you supposed to be trying to match Sundowns, trying to stop what you think and make the league difficult? And he said, it's surprising because when Kevin Hunt was at Wits, they used to buy all the top players at Wits and they won the league and everybody complimented him. Nobody said, but you've got the backing of Bidvest, you're buying all the top players, your Gartlers, your Denklates, your Belembes, all the type of players that they used to buy for them, your kids, you know. If you remember when Wits, a lot of team got so many players from that Wits, your bosses, your Brandon, your Shanties, you know, there were a lot of players, your Tysons, they had a lot of players. Even in the Mlambo. Bafana team, your Mlambos, you know, your Mangos, even in the Bafana team, they had more than most teams at that time when Hunt was there. So that shows the amount of quality we had.
Funny
so,
you mentioned this. Sorry, I just thought of Wilhelm Kwanazi. What a decline.
He was the only player I'd say who was affected mostly by
the sale,
you know, because if you look at other players, your Tysons, your what they went to other teams, you know, like your Quinikas now, they went to other teams.
And Robin Johannes as well.
Exactly, you know, but and he was like one player that was part of the Bafana team and he was starting and we thought he'd also go to like a Pirates, a Chiefs or whatever the case may be, but he was just nowhere to be seen and he didn't even get a club after the season after that. And he tried to go to SuperSport, but things just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, point is, he also, Kevin Hunt also had a very, very good squad and other coaches were not saying he should walk, he should run. So I understand what Mangoba was saying.
To agree with Ubanele, with what he's saying, look at Stellenbosch. Stellenbosch are the team that they haven't like bought players like with. They are not big spenders.
Yeah.
They rely on youngsters. But look at them. They ever since they got promoted, they have been always in the top eight. They always finish within the top eight. So you can't say Mamelodi Sundowns are big spenders. That's why it's easy for them to win the PSL. So coaches, they must make sure that if you don't have like money to go and buy players, go look players from your development. What's the use of having a development if you're not going to take players there and promote them to your senior team and turn them into better players? Look what Rulani has done with Coach Mitchell at Orlando Pirates.
Mm.
They turned average players into stars. So with what Coach Kevin Hunt is saying, I totally disagree with him.
When you say they turned average players into stars, you must give names. People want to know who are those average players.
No, but I think also to add to that point is that, you know, you're saying big spenders and you're criticizing a team for being a big spender or whatever. A couple of years ago, Chiefs finished second and we criticized them of free agents, what.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They finished second with those same free agents. In fact, lost the league title on the last day of the season. So it's...
Yeah, so what Coach Mangoba also said, which is something I've said also even in this podcast, as much as people say, Sundowns is buying everyone so to stop people from getting the quality and all of that. But the reality is that it's there's so many players also in Africa, you know. There's so many players.
You don't have to look in your province.
You don't have to look in your province. You don't have to look in your country. There's so many players about Lalilo Sim, but there's so many players go Racha Casablanca or whatever the teams is. Africa as a whole. Like Coach said, teams don't have strikers because they're saying they can't find strikers. They're saying no, just because they just want to recycle what's been like, you know, like your TS Galaxy is signing a Parker, Villagas, they just want to recycle.
Yeah.
But there's so many strikers. The Highlands Park went and got Oshalulile, and look at Oshalulile, what he did, you know. So just go to Africa, look for a striker.
Not even South America.
Yeah. I was about to say, now we've got that advantage also. Yes, South America, we've got the advantage.
We've been exposed.
In Europe, you know, players want to come here. Look at what Anokovic came and done with Chiefs in his first season before getting that injury. So you can get those type of players. Look at Cape Town City, the Gonzalez, how well they playing, you know. So we can go abroad and get these players, come back, Bazodlalala, and then let's stop making excuses.
Yeah. Moving on to the DSCV Premiership fixtures on Saturday, Ayanda, Golden Arrows against Chippa United. Of course, Chippa United, one of those teams who've shown what they can do on their day, beating Orlando Pirates. But then, of course, the rest of the campaign hasn't really gone according to plan. A couple of draws here and there, but you can't deem it successful thus far.
Golden Arrows are coming into this game with confidence after after winning their breaking rights of the KZN Derby. So they will look to continue where they left off. But hey, I'm a bit concerned with Golden Arrows with the way they have been like playing so far. It's not like convincing the way they concede goals. So I'm not like I'm not 100% sure if they're gonna come out in this game. Also with Chippa United are also struggling. They are sitting like on 13th place in the log with also. Their numbers like are the same. They have considered, they have both considered five goals, and they have also have played five games, are sitting on 5 points. So for me, this fixture, I think it's going to be a draw, even though Golden Arrows are coming into this game with that confidence that we've collected maximum points in our last game, but coming into this fixture, I see a draw.
Yeah, it's hard to say a team like Golden Arrows, you know, based on what we saw last time, it's hard to see a team like that claiming back-to-back wins.
Yeah, for me, this is a game that's written draw all over it. I mean, you know, I was chatting with one of the guys he used to work here. His name is Mukevan. You know, he's very good with stats.
And a numbers man.
Yeah, he's a numbers man. We were talking about the PSL losses and the amount of draws. And he was saying, if you can have 1,600 and saying, okay, game week one, I'm putting a 200 in every game. At the end of the season, if you
would have made more money,
you would have made at least like 40k. If you put in 200 on every draw, like no matter what, every game, all the games that are played, put a draw. And we've seen, you know, sometimes you'll have a Wednesday fixtures where there's four games, three teams, a draw, and there's one team. So, yeah, I mean, PSL would draw.
So, this is the fixture.
This is a fixture for me. I don't know, tell much. Just go draw on this one.
Yeah, Stellenbosch, who Ayanda mentioned earlier, they take on Richards Bay, who have also punched above their weight. But not of late, though. I think they've lost back-to-back games now. Yeah. So there is possibly a bit of reality that's kicking in now to show that, you know, this DSCV Premiership is going to be competitive for them, and it's, you know, that they've got a good test against Stellenbosch.
Yeah, you know, this is a side that started very well. You know, when you've got that I'm unbeaten, I've got this, you've got something to play for, that the nature of that stat alone is it's motivating. You know, the team was motivated. They faced Chiefs. Okay, the cookie crumbled today. They lost the game. They went on to lose again, you know. So the reality, like you say, that motivation was then, that bubble then burst, you know.
But Kaizer Chiefs and SuperSport, still two teams.
Two teams, very good teams, but they started well. Merit respect. I think I'm even against Chiefs. Maybe that Chiefs getting a red card, in a way, kind of disturbed them because they thought, okay, so it's an advantage now. How do we play? Do we go all out? Do we what? But this is a team that needs to be respected. I mean, Richards Bay, they've started very, very well, and this is the type of game that they can win. So I'll be going Richards Bay, won't draw on this one. I think they can get a result.
It's a bold call.
Yeah, looking for looking at Richards Bay with the players that they have signed, you can see that they mean business. They want to survive. So for me, I will say both teams to score in this fixture.
Look, I think Stellenbosch win this, but I know they lost. They were dumped out the MTN8 last week, but it was just some penalties against the top Chiefs team. We'll see.
It's a game they could have won too. They don't
definitely, definitely, game. Especially at the DC, Danny Craven Stadium, it's going to be a tough one for Richards Bay, possibly third defeat in a row. But yeah, speaking of Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu and that fixture in the MTN 8, they of course do business quite earlier than later. Ayanda, what's your thoughts on this weekend's fixture?
Yeah, AmaZulu, Kaizer Chiefs hosting AmaZulu.
Yeah.
So this for me is like a test for both teams to see how far are they with each other when they meet in the MTN 8. So AmaZulu will come into this game like we know Kaizer Chiefs fans, I think they will be buzzing at the FNP Stadium. So Eto people will obviously come out to support their team. But AmaZulu, Singawathathi Kancane, this is the team that they have started very well in the DSTV Premiership. The only defeat was when they lost to Arrows last week. So I see this game. I think my prediction will be still a draw in this game because, like,
it seems like you wanted to say something else.
No.
Yeah, same. I mean, if you look at AmaZulu. There was a time where Chiefs, no matter how bad they were, they'd beat AmaZulu.
Yeah.
Like it went on for seasons and seasons where you just knew Chiefs are getting 6 points. And they finally got that when Monunduli scored in that middle top season. After that, AmaZulu haven't lost to Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, they've been fairly competitive against Chiefs. So I think,
is it not since the Zungus took over, actually? I stand to be corrected.
Yeah, they were just when Ayanda Dlamini was coaching and Dubong Ntuli Sikoli. So it is the very same season because Ayanda Dlamini was replaced by Upeni the following season. That's just around those times. But after that, you know, AmaZulu have gone on to bully Chiefs. You know, yes, there's a game where Unukovic came, he scored, Chiefs won there, 1-0, and AmaZulu felt like the officiating, they felt hard done by, you remember all those screenshots and things like that. And the Chiefs also last season, in the penalty they got, Leo Doli scored, it wasn't a penalty. So they felt hard done by our officials in some of the games, you know. But this is a fixture they've really stepped up and looked forward to. Like what Ayanda said, I mean, this is a test for the MTN 8. I think for Chiefs, what's more important is to win this game, go into the MTN 8 game, don't concede a goal at home, and go take it to Imabida. So this is one of three, the first one of three. Very important, especially for Chiefs, you know, after losing your last game against Cape Town City. You've played five games, you've lost three.
Yeah.
You want to bounce back and win this one.
Ayanda and I were actually chatting in midweek. We did our weekly videos for Soccer Betsy News, which is live on the YouTube channel. And there was a question that I asked Ayanda. I'd love to know if he still feels the same way. And I also want to ask that question to you, Bonelli. Should Kune keep his place in the team? Of course, much of their victory over the weekend was down to him, of course, saving a couple of penalties. And what Ayanda and I were chatting about was that how do you then justify, you know, keeping your spots in the team? I feel like, in fact, maybe Ayanda can back me up if he's, you know, had a change of heart. But, you know, you want to, you know, be put in a position to sort of earn your stripes again and test and prove your doubts is wrong. And by doing that, I feel like Kune, you know, could raise his hand to keep his place.
Yeah, look, I mean, like what the Zwane once said, a serious and a focused Kune is a player that the club needs, you know. We spoke so much about Mamelodi Sundowns and that comfortability, you know. So it does sometimes kill players. Once you become comfortable and you feel like you've got no competition, you are untouchable or whatever the case is, it does...
takes away some of the passion.
It takes away some of the passion, and ends up costing the club and resulting into a player committing silly mistakes. There was a time where each time Kune played, he'd commit a schoolboy error, you know. The same thing that's also happening at Man United with David De Gea. So once you feel like there's no competition. So Ukune himself didn't think that one day he'd bench for the whole year.
Yeah.
He didn't play prior to the Stellenbosch game. He didn't play the whole year where he was on the bench. You know, he wasn't injured. He wasn't anything. He was fully fit. He was even crying on social media, working. He then worked hard. You can even see the shape of his body. He hired a personal trainer, Wanciphe emzimbeni, which I don't think he would have gone that step
had he not been dropped.
So you can see now, this is a player that's focused. This is a player that wants to win things. This is a player that wants to play for the badge. So
this is a start of a new Kune for you.
This is a start of a new Kune for me. We'll be keeping a close eye on him. But yeah, this is a start for a new Kune. I mean, Kune not playing Champions League finals, not playing games that. It's something he didn't think of. But now he is serious, worked on his weight. He must work on everything now. Come back, captain the team, and show that he's still the best. You know, he's got so much to prove. Now the next step is competing with Williams, Bafana Bafana, and all of that, and show and get the 9 caps so you can get the 100 caps. So yeah, let him continue playing. Let's see what he can do. He's now serious. You can see.
Yeah.
He's just a
Kune. Different. It's
very different. It's just a Kune that everybody wanted. You know.
With Kune being back in the starting lineup for Kaizer Chiefs, it brings change to the defenders, because Kune is a vocal goalkeeper. He is a leader and he's vocal. When players making mistakes, he always correct them. He's vocal, like he's that man that you need, like in your squad. So for me, I would say I expect him to continue to start in this game.
I should start.
Mzanzi's number one. Up next, of course, Royal AM, everyone's favorite team. You either love them or you hate them. I certainly love them. There's very little to hate from this Royal AM team.
The passion is...
It's just unmatched. On and off the field, they're so entertaining. I mean, the amount of goals they score, the amount of goals they concede, the drama off the pitch.
Everything.
This is a PSL team. This is, you know, if you... could paint a picture of what a PSL team should look like. Royal AM is your...
And if you look at what sometimes, like, their off the ball incidents and the drama that happens, and you think, hey, this is a joke.
You find out they've been serious.
Come match day, you see, oh, wow, this team is actually very good. You know, so they're a weird team like that. You'd see them doing weird things and think, hey, no, manita atilil. But whilst you think that, you just see them hammering a serious team, you know. So that's what you get from this Royal AM team. You gotta love it, man. They just came with a different energy, something that we haven't seen in football, not only in South Africa, but worldwide football.
You know, it's actually making me think now, and with that ticket drama when they, you know, with the Chiefs game, you know, I feel like it could have been a tactic by them, now that I'm just thinking about it, and this is just me having this first thought and I'm just thinking out loud, but they sort of fed off that passion from the crowd. And even though most of those... you know, those supporters were Kaizer Chiefs supporters. Yeah. It's something Royal AM experienced very little in their careers. So just feeding off that energy, of course, it just made such a difference. And it's just drama.
They know how to pull those stones. I remember there was a time where they had won 4 games in a row, and then they walked onto the pitch with money. Everybody was talking about that, but little was said about their form. And they went on to finish third, which... I believe they could have finished second. They just crumbled in the last third.
Was it not the same points as Cape Town City?
No. They were.
Yeah, they were there. Yeah. There, but, you know, the last few games really cost them, because they could have easily walked to second and go play Champions League. So these are the tactics they've been pulling. I mean, first game, you're playing a Kaizer Chiefs. Everybody's talking about your tickets. Everybody's
and possible stampedes.
And all that. There's no pressure on the players. And you look at the squad they had assembled coming into the game. It's a new coach, Kabazondo. We haven't seen him in a while. Yeah. Dance is there. The nice players. Nobody's talking about all of that. You're De Jong and all of that. So they do know how to play those tactics and shift everything, where we talk about something else. Come match day, they surprise you with a good performance.
To agree with Banele, to add what he's saying, if you remember last season, this was the team that was giving Mamelodi Sundowns hard time in both games, like home and away. This was the team.
Now they've got a former Sundowns defender scoring all their goals.
and even their president came out and say, if we beat Sundowns, Nini said to buy. So, you see, all that, you also see pressure from the players, and then people were focusing on the chairman and on what she was saying. Which, how come can you say that? you know, so Royal AM for me, this team, like, I enjoy to watch them, especially with De Jong. De Jong, like, some of AmaZulu fans were saying, how come we let go of U De Jong? Because he's proving his worth. So I see Royal AM winning this game.
Yeah, Banele, you agree with that?
Yeah. I think for me, win Royal AM. I like them. I'll keep on backing them until they disappoint. So never stop backing a winning horse, they say.
Speaking of going under the radar, there's one team this season who are yet to taste defeat. Just the only team in the league, of course, yet to lose. TS Galaxy, of course, much of their focus is on their famous win against Sundowns, but they haven't lost this season, and now they face Cape Town City.
Yeah, I mean, Cape Town City have only won once also this season. Mm. So it's a team that is strong against a team that is... are blowing hot and cold. They're just a shadow of themselves.
And also, you can't put too much reading into that victory because every team tends to raise their game against Chiefs.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, are you really as good as that game or is...
Exactly, and you look at TS Galaxy also. From last season when this coach came, Muremovic, when he came, everybody said, oh, wow. Look at him. At first, we said a plumber because we didn't know him.
Mm.
And then after a few games, we said, wow, because we started seeing shape. We started seeing structure. TS Galaxy change. We started seeing structure, and we were like, okay, we are all in agreement that this is a well-coached team. And when he started speaking isiZulu and on match conferences, we were like, okay, this guy, he's more than serious. He actually
knows his plays. He knows the language.
He's now learning the language so fast. You can see he's dedicated, he's committed. And this season, Tim Sogazi has been posting so much about having a good coach, you know, it tells you that how much a coaching can do. Sometimes people always say, but why always take the coach when it's the players? And Jim Sowers, he came out and said, look at what a good coach can do. So TS Galaxy are one of the best coach teams in the league, bar Mamelodi Sundowns and all those teams. But I think they're well coached, well organized, and they won't be on the relegation mix this season. They are my dark horse for E top 8.
So which brings me back to the topic that we had before at the opening of the show about Coach Mangoba Mngethi saying Sundowns. I mean, Coach Kevin Hunt saying Sundowns are big money spenders.
Yeah.
If you take a look at Galaxy squad, they only bought Uvila. And if you look at their squad, it's the same players that they have when they got promoted to the PSL, when they bought status rather. So, and you look at the team like that, and you see like their squad, it's almost like 80%, and they are good, like they are performing.
Yeah.
They always like show up. So this game, I see TS Galaxy winning. So I will say maybe the scoreline will be 2-1.
You know, funny enough, good value on the win draw 4-10. But that's of course just for our punters who like to play it safe. Of course, there is a lot of optimism around TS Galaxy. Gentlemen, two fixtures on Sunday. Of course, Marumo Gallants and Swallows are up first. Banele.
I'll go draw. Yeah. I won't dwell much on this fixture. I think it'll be a lovely draw.
I think Gallants have drawn like 4 of their 5 games.
Yeah, so they've been drawing a lot of games.
And I think if Gallants lose this game, the coach, something...
the young man.
Yeah, something is cooking there. He needs to turn things around at Gallants.
Yeah, one of the games of the weekend is Maritzburg United against Orlando Pirates. I know Pirates, of course, current log leaders going into the weekend against Maritzburg United, who are yet to taste defeats at Hendrik Wallace Stadium.
Yeah, tough fixture for Pirates, but they have to win this game. If they want to challenge the league, they have to win these kind of games.
Yeah,
true. Especially knowing that they could be playing catch-up by then.
Yes. Because Sundowns... everyone can see with the Sundowns, they haven't gelled well. Like they are still like trying to get their form. So this is the time where Pirates need to come in and make sure they collect all the maximum points when they come pressure. Across. To put pressure on Sundowns.
Who were those average players you were talking about earlier?
You want to know this. But I think this is an interesting game. I'm expecting a sold out. I mean, we've seen Eric Waller when Maritzburg play, even if it's not a big team, you know, against a big team.
Sunday evening,
sold out. It will be tough for Pirates. Maritzburg this season, yes, they're unbeaten at home. We know Maduka Paul is a very good coach. They haven't been that Maritzburg that we know, you know, that team that always gives, you know, like that Maritzburg, Abo Makaringe, Abo Bandilishan, Abo Ndlovu, Abo, you know, where you go there, you know, it's a headache.
Yeah.
They haven't been that. They haven't been that. But they haven't been also that Maritzburg that was lingering around the relegation zone. Mm. You know, I know Chiefs gave them a hiding. It wasn't a true reflection of the game. If you look at that, it's just some mistakes here and there. But yeah, up against Pirates, playing at home, they'll be motivated. I think Pirates will be up for it. And Ayanda is right. If Pirates are serious about challenging Sundowns, because we know when Sundowns come to these fixtures, they just make it look easy. So these are the type of games you have to win and show a statement of intent.
Yeah, so Pirates win this for you.
It's a tough one, but I think Pirates can just edge it. You know, it's a tough one though.
Yeah, and I'm a bit concerned with Orlando Pirates with their striking departments. Mm-hmm. They are depending on set pieces now, because we've seen OCBC, he's the one like who's scoring goals for them now. Mm. So their strikers needs to be clinical now in up front. And also with Richard Ofori, he needs to work on his aerial ball. Like, he can't handle the aerial balls. Mm. So for me, I think if Pirates can work on those two departments, then they are good to go.
Good to go is entitled.
They really need to sort out the striking department. I think maybe the return of Evidence Makhoba will boost them a bit, you know. You know, when I think of Pirates strikers, I always think of Evan Guy. You know, the funniest thing, he scored on debut against the Swallows in game week one. And after the game, he was like, "Hey, Eto, I hope you're watching. I want to go to the World Cup." You know, whenever I think of him, I just can't help it, but I just laugh. Yeah. You know, like, "Hey, Eto, I hope you." He scored one goal.
Of course, if he wants to be recognized, he needs to notch up a lot more than just the one goal. But yeah, gentlemen, interesting unpacking those brains of you guys. It's exciting times in the TSCP Premiership. I'm so glad it's back. MTN8 football produced, a round of brilliance. But I feel like this is just our holy grail.
Yeah.
And this is where the magic happens. I can't wait for this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Good luck to all the punters who are getting involved.
Mm-hmm. Until next week.
Sharp.
Cheers.